The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have with us Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Network. But before we go to Blake, it is official. Ian Rappaport was the first to report it. Bill Belichick is the new head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Man, I want to see that one develop throughout the year. Bill didn't like the free agency stuff. And so, man, if he didn't like that, wait till he gets involved with NIL, transfer, recruiting. But Bill Belichick is going to be the new head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I saw Ian Rappaport was the first to report it. And he has been calling people, trying to line up a staff. And so it seems to be that that's what's going to happen. So they replaced the 73-year-old Mac Brown with the 72-year-old Bill Belichick. But Blake's got some good news coming out of LSU. So, Blake, I'm going to let you give it to everybody. We hadn't talked about it yet, so I'll let you spring it to them.
Toot, toot, the bus is coming, Mike. The NUS bus is back, baby. So, Garrett Nussmeier just announced that he's returning for his final season. Mike, I think it's ironic in a way that Garrett redshirted in the Texas Bowl that year when Coach O had left, and now you're going to the Texas Bowl and he's announcing that he's coming back. It's funny how the sport works, man.
Man, never say never. Sean Connery said that, and he became James Bond again after all that. But I always thought, Bob and I talked about this a lot, I always thought he'd return. And I guess the sell point is Joe Burrow was a good quarterback year one. He was a great one year two. Jaden Daniels, he was a good quarterback in year one. He was great in year two. And I think Garrett sees that development. And also, too, he had the voice of his dad. Was a former college coach, now with the Eagles, who had played the position. And I think he had the strongest voice in that room for Garrett to return.
Yeah, I mean, and Mike, just from some things that I'd heard over the last 48 hours or so, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 72, a big question mark did come up before things were final on Sunday. In reference to this, as soon as that UCL injury happened with Carson Beck, Mike, I feel pretty confident in saying that there were conversations behind the scenes of, I mean, Mike, who becomes now quarterback three? Now, you do and much better at this and talk about it more than I do, but I don't know where he would have gone. But, the new age of NIL, Mike, I mean, LSU, I think, was able to be a little bit competitive, not where he would – maybe Garrett would have gone in the draft potentially, but, they got it done. And if you notice at the end of Garrett's video here, it's a video made by Bayou Traditions, the collective. So, I mean,
how about that? The message.
Well, Mike, I mean, listen, if people's on social media, they kind of have been seeing what we've been doing the last couple of days or the last week. Mike, I'll just tell you that the video is made by Bayou Traditions. So as Brian Kelly, you know, goes out there and says, hey, we need to raise some more funds, ironically, a quarterback that could have been the third, fourth guy off the board comes back. So I think that that's got a lot to play into it, Mike. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what they were trying to do here, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. But I do think his dad played a big part in this decision for him to return to LSU.
Doubt.
So Blake had it, and give him full credit for that one, that Garrett Nussmeier announced on social media that he will return to LSU for the 2025 season. So we know he's going to play quarterback in the bowl game. But tell us a little bit about what's happened with P.J. Woodland, because, man, that's been a crazy deal of the cards today.
Well, Mike, I'll just tell you that it was a lot of people in his camp who had suggested that he was entering. Mike, I'll just tell you, it suggested to us. And then when it came out, you know, I received word that it wasn't true and that he was actually on campus working out. So, Mike, in the new age of the portal, I think that, you know, agents do things without complete approval. They tell people some stuff, and then it gets run, and then instantly it gets put out. So from what we see at the current moment, Mike, I mean, it's kind of happened last week with the DT from Westgate. One thing's given to, you know, people, and then from agencies, and then all of a sudden, you know, staff was reaching out saying it's not true. So the staff, I think, made it pretty well known to the LSU media that wasn't true and that he was on campus working out. So at least for now, Mike, he's a Tiger.
Tell us the areas you think LSU is going to hit in the transfer portal. I think certainly cornerback, you have to look in that direction. Man, you losing those offensive linemen, that's got to be a spot. Now tight end all of a sudden because of Pimpton putting himself in the portal. And I think this team still needs a veteran receiver. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Mike, I think that they're going to go after starting a receiver. I think they will and continue to push for Barrion Brown, the receiver out of Kentucky. Mike, I think he's explosive, man. I mean, 5 kick return touchdowns in his career. That's certainly going to be an area that they go after. But a guy that you mentioned with me last time, Nick Anderson, is going to be set to visit within the next couple of days here, Mike. And I think that that's one of the ones that they have probably on top of their board in the portal right now. And they're just trying to, you know, iron some things out to get him on campus and see how that one goes. But, Mike, they also hosted 3 tight ends, or 2 yesterday, and they'll host 1 at the end of the week here. But they've gone after Luke Hawes. They've gone after Bauer Sharp out of Southeastern. And I think the Clark kid from Purdue will be in here. I don't think it's completely finalized on the trip. And then Terrence Carter from ULL. So, Mike, they're bringing in 4 guys in the first week of the portal. So tight end is another big position. And, Mike, I think they got to hit big there.
Got to hit Luke. Man, get the Arkansas tight end. Man, that guy can play. Flat out can play. He is a really good kind of a flex tight end to a certain extent, but he knows how to set you up, get separation downfield, really good hands. Now, Arkansas is not noted for really throwing the football a ton, especially to the tight end. But if I had my choice, it would be him, Blake. I guarantee it would be him of all the other guys.
I completely agree. And Mike, he fits your system, but at least what it showed with Sloan that you want to do, you know, he definitely complements and maybe even a little better in some areas than Mason. But Mike, he is going to be the number one guy they go after. But a lot of people are after him, Mike. I don't, you know, we know this new age of the portal, man. It gets down to a couple of things. And if you're not willing to do, you know, do what he's wanting, I mean, Mike, I really don't know if they're going to be able to land him, and that's why Bauer Sharp came in. And Mike, I don't know how I feel about him. I've seen him play a lot at Southeastern, but Hawes is the first guy that they brought in, Mike, from the portal on a visit. So I think he's been one of, if not their top target so far.
Blake, I'll let you go after this, but I'll make the comment. The way Brian Kelly is about tight ends, he is going to – whoever's got to cut that check, because that is something, along with offensive linemen, if you look back in his career, He's always put a big, big target on that tight end spot. Blake, thanks. Well, go ahead, Blake.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, on the Texas Bowl interview today, I mean, exactly to your point, I have never personally heard of, other than a handful of big times with big recruits on campus, that Brian Kelly has been the lead recruiter, but they don't have a position coach. Well, Brian Kelly joked about being, you know, eating three dinners last night and spending a lot of money at Ruth Chris and Supper Club. And so I don't know if Luke Collins comes here, but he sure as hell ate well.
That's
know.
Right. So,
I mean, Mike, from what it seems like he was the one that was steering the ship for the tight end room. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, I got a little taken back, to be real with you, because normally you would think a position coach or a coordinator would do that. But per him, I mean, it was him that is leading the charge on this tight end, and you're right. I mean, he really wants that big tight end that can catch the football and block on the end line.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and efforts. And, man, you get it out quick. I mean, Garrett hadn't finished the video, and you were cranked up with it. So we appreciate your time, buddy.
Well, hey, they tell you you got to be prepared, Mike. You know,
yeah, every once in a while, right? Thank you, Blake. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. And, again, Garrett Nussmeier returning to LSU for the 2025 season.